Check, check, 1, 2, 3.
Check, check, 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, baby, say you love me.
I couldn't even say
welcome, hey, we are here at WTOP with the one and only
Christy Brales. Hello, how are you?
Hey, how are you? She stars in On Your Feet, now at the Kennedy Center, now through the 28th of January. Thanks so much for taking the time to come.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so much fun to be here.
It's so great. So before we get into the national tour itself, I got to see you guys a little before that, back at the Kennedy Center.
Yes,
honors. They're obviously honoring Gloria Estefan.
Yes.
And you guys came out and did a bunch of numbers.
Like, yeah. First of all, it was an incredible experience. It was definitely a dream come true for myself and the entire cast. But what was really funny about it was that people don't really know the backstory of it, is that we had a dress rehearsal before, and a really funny moment was in the morning, in the dark, I actually hit my head so hard about 3 hours before having to go in. So I was actually in the hospital 2 hours before the performance just to get cleared.
You were bleeding?
I was Carrie. It was Carrie from it was horrible. Moment. Yeah, I was bleeding. It would happen to me. But it's a really funny story. People were freaking out. They were like, is she going to be able to perform? And I was like, listen, I'm here. Even if I don't get cleared, I'm going on that stage. So
thanks for not, doing the whole telekinesis and burning the Kennedy Center down. Like,
Never. But it's a funny backstory. We can laugh about it now, but it was a little stressful.
Okay, so you go to the hospital and you finally get in there and
yes.
you perform. And what's it like to look up at the Gloria sitting in the balcony with all those other stars?
You know, it's what's incredible about Gloria. She's so down to earth, and she's so personable, and she's so normal, if you want to say. I feel like sometimes we put these celebrities on these pedestals of being kind of, not relatable or not like us. And what's wonderful about Gloria and Emilio is that they're so relatable. You feel like you're talking, I feel like I'm talking to like an aunt or uncle in my family, and we're both Cuban American. So I definitely relate to them as far as culturally, as far as how they express themselves. They're absolutely wonderful individuals. In the beginning, I first met her when I was auditioning for the Broadway production. So that was extremely nerve-wracking. But after that, once I got to really know her and be part of the production for a while, I really saw that she was just this incredible human being who was also happened to be this incredible global superstar. Right. So I just feel honored to see her every single time I perform, to see her looking back at us and proud of the product that we have to offer and the story that we're representing, which is them. She's incredible.
Yeah, and she came to one of the performances at Kennedy Center
recently,
last week. Yeah.
Yeah, she came to opening night. They're very, very well involved since the Broadway production, well into the tour. They want to make sure that the story is presented as authentically and as real as possible and as close to their heart. And it makes them always come and always check in. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice check on us so that we don't, we don't kind of like lose sight of the story and of them.
Absolutely. Speaking of the story, let's give you've been doing it so many times. I, of course, know what it's about. But for our listeners and viewers here on the Instagram.
Hey, Instagram Live.
Let's just refresh them sort of the journey from, her growing up, the immigrant experience, the bus accident, the whole gamut.
Well, I don't want to give too much away because I want you guys to see the show. Yeah. It definitely gives a beautiful overplay of her entire life from everywhere from a young girl to 17, all the way to her 30s, all the way to the bus accident, and all the way to her comeback. But definitely, Gloria Estefan and her family, they escaped the Castro regime back in the 50s when he took over from President Batista. And it's very relatable to my parents' story because the same thing happened to them and to my grandparents. So they definitely came here to the States looking for a new life, looking for new opportunity, looking for freedom. And, they had to kind of grow up here and start over. Her mom had to get her degree all over. Her mom was Gloria Fajardo, who's also in the story and is played by Nancy Ticotín. She's wonderful. She had to, get her degree all over. She was a teacher, and her father actually served in the Batista regime, and he was a soldier there. He also went to the Vietnam War. He was very, very well involved in service, and he actually developed. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna. Too many things that I'm trying to think of right now. Multiple sclerosis, he developed that. And Gloria and her mom were actually the front hold of the house, and she helped her mom take care of everything. She went to school at UM, which is wonderful. She studied psychology, actually. She wasn't looking to become an artist. Yeah, she always wrote music and always did that on the side and for her own personal escape, you know, from everything that she was going through. But she studied psychology. She was actually an interpreter in the Miami International Airport. She spoke English, Spanish, and French.
Wow.
She has this fascination with France as well, so that's wonderful. And she grew up, you know, she met Emilio when she was 17.
Yeah, so I don't know, how does the Miami Sound Machine
Sound Machine comes about when he, Emilio Estefan had this, you know, band going on called the Miami Latin Boys, and they worked together, and you know, just like some young guys trying to like figure it out as well. He was also a Cuban immigrant who came, I think, around the age of 12. And he heard about this girl who wanted to sing in a band, and he wanted to see what she had. And, you know, I don't want to give too much, but yeah, you got to see the whole thing, and you got to see how their love unfolds. But they met, and the rest is history, and they kind of just kept working and worked really hard to cross over from the Spanish to the English market, which was back then impossible and unheard of. So they definitely were the pioneers for so many Latin artists and so many artists from different countries. Mm-hmm. Now, today, they were the beginning of all that. And you get to see the struggle, and you get to see their persistence and their belief in what they had to offer. And you get to see them going through that entire process. It's beautiful.
That's what's so great about this. I mean, some people call them jukebox musicals, but you know, you get to see whether it's Jersey Boys and mm-hmm. Frankie Valli, or Beautiful with Carole King, or now On Your Feet and Gloria Estefan. You get to see, you know, the journey that we didn't know, that all the things that they went through, and with their relationships and their personal lives. But at the same time, we get to hear all the familiar music that we know and love.
Yes.
So remind our listeners a little of some of the. Well, we did one of them at the top.
Yes, right. There's actually so many songs that. We don't realize that Gloria and Emilio and the whole band actually did, until you come to the show and you're like, oh, wait, I know that song.
Yeah.
And I know that one. Oh, my gosh, she sings that one. Yeah. So, you know, we have 1, 2, 3. We have Anything for You. We have
Conga.
That's the one that I go to every city. And I was like, so do you know Gloria Estefan? And they were like, oh, sounds familiar. And I was like, come on, shake it, buddy, baby, do that conga. Yeah. And they were like, oh,
of course.
And I was like, yeah, it's in every party, every quince, every wedding. You know, everybody's doing it.
Of course, the title number.
Right, you know, the title, On Your Feet. It's wonderful. 1, 2, 3 is fantastic. She does a lot of remakes. She does a lot of, you know, Turn the Beat Around, Everlasting Love.
Those two were done before.
Yes, yes. And she did wonderful remakes of them. And there's a lot of songs. And even the songs that weren't blasting on the radio back to back, you remember them. They were played everywhere. And you definitely get a nostalgic feeling, especially if you were a fan back then of her. A lot of people come to the shows and they leave and they're like, you really brought me back to remembering the story and remembering the songs and going to her concerts. And we just want to thank you for that. So I feel like we're doing really well as far as like bringing them back to their teen years and to them celebrating those songs and her life with her.
That's so great. Do we get a little reach?
Oh, yes, we do get reached.
At the Kennedy Center Honors, her daughter came out absolutely killed that one.
Her remake is beautiful and so different. And Emily's beyond talented. She's super talented. Yeah. And she's so sweet and so funny. She's definitely going into her parents' footsteps and doing it very, very well and very authentically and very her own.
I believe that was for the 96 Olympics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was beautiful. Oh, my gosh. That song. And the way that Alex De Nilaris wrote it into who's our writer, he put it into the show so perfectly. And I'm not going to say how, but everything that he interpreted as far as like the storyline with the songs, he did it so well. And you would think that each song happened or was created when that scene was happening. And it was just the brilliance of his writing.
Now he was from he worked on Birdman, right?
He wrote Birdman. Oscar winner.
So we combine a little of the film guys like him, and then we get some Kinky Boots action from
Jerry Mitchell.
From Jerry,
our fabulous director and our incredible choreographer Sergio Trujillo, who actually all the dancing and all the crazy tricks that you see are so authentic. He actually went to Cuba.
He was Jersey Boys.
Yes, he was in A Bronx Tale. He's done a whole bunch.
Everything.
He's Broadway royalty right there as well. But he actually went to Cuba. Cuba right before creating the choreography with one of our old dancers from Broadway, our originals. And he actually went to go see the culture and to go see the movement and to go see the people to bring some of that authenticity to the show. So
describe the movements. Describe choreography. Well, and this is radio, so paint us a picture.
There is one that's called Cuba Libre, which is a free Cuba. And the dancers actually come out with these wooden sandals. They're called chancletas. And they're very, very loud. So it's kind of like a whole step number with a lot of energy, a lot of spice, a lot of yelling, it's a very prideful dance. And it's actually a very, very traditional Cuban dance. And it creates this loud, this loud roar. And it's loud, it's edgy, it's full of pride. You see the Cuban flag and the American flag in the show. It's very powerful. And there's a lot of other things, but that's the one that I feel like is most authentic. And it's just like grounded and real and rugged and very much our Cuban culture.
Yeah, you mentioned the flags and the choreography, but paint us more of a visual of, what other visuals we see in terms of the costuming and the set and the staging. Like, what do we see?
Our scenic design is very well done. And we have a lot of pictures, a lot of panoramics where you see very concert-like photos. So you definitely see huge pictures as if they're like in a concert with audiences in the background cheering. You see pictures of obviously me as Gloria out in these panels that we have that come out, and they're always constantly changing. So lights, we have so many lights in this show, which is crazy. Sometimes I get overwhelmed with like how I don't realize because I'm on stage, but I look at the audience and they have to kind of like cover their eyes in the front because the lights and the music, but the lights and the panoramics are so, so bright and so out there and so colorful and in your face that it's wonderful to see, but it is a lot. We have definitely a lot of color, a lot of transitions, and a lot of different pictures. It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming, but they did such a good job as far as portraying like a concert-like feel and then bringing it back to like a regular scene. It's really well done.
That's awesome. Let's hear a little more about you. You mentioned that you sort of related to Gloria's life experience,
yes.
But do you remember being a kid and first hearing her music?
I definitely did. My mom was a huge, huge fan. And I remember seeing all the CDs, especially like the Gloria's Greatest Hits when I was a kid. And my mom would always pop it in.
We had it.
She'd
too.
Play it. Yeah, right? The Gloria
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, exactly.
So it had all like the classics.
Sneak in a little Christmas Through Your Eyes in
yeah,
there.
Oh my God, I love that song.
I know exactly what
it's
you're talking
so
about.
It's so good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But my mom would always play it and she was like, this woman is just like us, came from the same neighborhood. She is from the same neighborhood where I grew up in Miami. We're both Cuban American. I always listened to her music and she was always an example, thanks to my parents, of accomplishing any dream that you have, no matter how hard it is, no matter how impossible it may seem. She was always the example of overcoming that and believing in herself, her and Emilio, that much. And I listened to her. I remember growing up listening to her and seeing her concerts and just being like, I want to do that. I could do that. And if she could do it, then I can do it. And she's the perfect example of that. And
how did you get into it? Musical theater itself.
I actually was doing more recording music and film when I was in school. And I was actually studying communications.
Communications, that's right. We were talking about before. Yeah.
So I did communications in college, but then I was also doing film and music on the side. And I worked in the studio and I would write. And then I started actually doing musical theater when I did In the Heights.
Oh, nice.
In Miami. So they actually brought some of the original Broadway cast members and the choreography and assistant choreographer Stephanie Clemens to Miami. And I actually auditioned for an ensemble role because I was a dancer. So I actually wanted to go in for ensemble and then I actually sang. So they actually booked me as Vanessa. And from there, I was like, wait, I can sing, dance, and act at the same time. How cool is this?
That's
a threat. So I did that. And then I was like, you know what? I got to try this thing in New York, like a dollar and a dream kind of mentality, picked up and just felt like, my time is now. And I went to New York and got my butt kicked left and right, with a bunch of reality checks, but a bunch of growth. And I definitely would stay training, would stay auditioning. I went there with no agent. I went there with just myself and kind of worked my butt off and really tried to make as many connections, as many shows, as many take as many classes as possible to get, to get me fully equipped. Mm-hmm. And then I heard about this Gloria Estefan musical back in 2014 that they were trying to think about bringing to Broadway. And I was like, this is it. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know which door I'm going to go in, but I need to be in the show, and I'm going to be in the show.
Tell me about that audition.
Oh,
going
gosh.
In there.
I actually
Is
auditioned.
Is she there for that?
She was there. I auditioned for an ensemble role. Okay. Always the ensemble roles, right? Which
Aiming
I
high.
Love. Aiming high. Very. But I auditioned there while I was doing a production of West Side Story. And as I was auditioning for the ensemble role, Jerry was there. No pressure.
Yeah.
So when Jerry was there, I already knew her music. So I went in and I sang Mi Tierra, which is one of my favorite songs from Gloria. And it was in Spanish. I wanted them to know. Obviously, I speak Spanish as well. And, you know, Jerry's just like, you know, I want you to come back and I want to see you as Gloria. And I was like, I'm sorry,
You're
what?
Like, excuse me?
What'd you say?
Am I dreaming right now?
And it was so surreal. And he sent me some of the work and some of the script. And I went in a couple more times. And then, you know, my agent was just kind of like, okay, so we have a callback and Gloria and Emilia want to see you. And again, I was like, okay, stop playing, Ricky. Like, really? Really? And he was like, no, yeah, you have it on Thursday. And I was like, what? So I went in with the entire team. Again, no pressure. All of our producers, all of the stage managers, Jerry, Sergio, Gloria and Emilio. That's the first time I met them. Walking into the room. So all that energy just went shoom on me. And I'm like, hello. First of all, I like bowed to them both. Yeah. They started cracking up. And yeah, I sang and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to be me. This is all that I have. And
what was the song? What did you perform? Do you
remember? I had to do Coming Out of the Dark. I had to do 1, 2, 3, On Your Feet, and Anything for You. Wow. And then I had to do a few very emotional scenes right away, and to Gloria. So it was a lot of pressure, but it was just so wonderful to have them there and to feel their support. And it was nerve-wracking, but it was beautiful. And they called me, I think, about 3 days later, and they were like, so how would you like to make your Broadway debut?
Wow.
And I flipped my seat. I was so
How'd you not just drop the phone and dance around the apartment?
I did. I kind of did. I called my parents first because they would have killed me if I didn't.
Yeah.
But it was so surreal. And I was actually, I became the first cover and I became a swing as well. So I actually covered 7 other tracks.
Oh, wow.
As well as doing the role of Gloria. So I didn't stop, but it was such a dream come true to be there for about a year. Yeah. And then to be asked from her to lead the first national tour.
Yeah.
It just keeps
And
keeps
here
rolling.
We are. Yeah. It's
and here
snowballing.
We are.
Yeah. Literally, yeah. It's snowing today. But yeah, we're in like, what, the you said 15th city?
We are in the ninth.
Ninth,
which is
okay.
Which is right. A lot. We've done a lot in such a short amount of time. But the audiences are loving it. And we feel so welcomed, you know, to be telling this story now more than ever across the country.
Yeah, I want to explain that, especially, I mean, literally in the past week, it's become even more topical with the S, you know what, comments.
Right.
How it's even timely.
I feel like this story is definitely needed now, and it's been needed for a long time. I feel even before that, I feel like we just need that reminder of fulfilling any type of dream, any type of possibility, any type of re-inspiration that people need. This story is the perfect example of that. Whether you are Latino or whether you are from somewhere else, it's definitely a story that kind of unites us and brings us together in the reality that we all have a dream and we all have, we all need that reminder that we have the possibility in this incredible nation. We are so beyond lucky to live here, despite, you know, all everything that's going on, you know, with politics, past and present. We have to remember that we have to protect what we have here. This nation has created so much possibility for my family, for I know so many families. And this story is a perfect reminder of re-inspiration, of hope, of you being able to do whatever it is that you want to do and having the accessibility to do so. So I think that it's, yes, now more a time than ever, but it's always needed. And I feel like I see people's reactions when we perform this and we're refueling people again. And it's beautiful to be that reminder.
Everything you just said washed over me and gave me chills at the Kennedy Center Honors.
Oh,
because
yes.
I think there's a reason it was put first in the lineup.
Yes.
To see Gloria's, you know, the immigrant experience up there and
yes.
Then see you guys come out and perform. It you couldn't have kicked off that show in that specific year any better. You
Thank
know?
You. So. I really appreciate that. We work really hard. We have an incredible cast and we have just an incredible team that really backs each other up. And I feel lucky to be representing this show with each and every one of them.
Yeah. Well, we can't wait to all go. Everybody got to go out and see
yes.
it. Only a couple weeks left.
Yes,
right?
We're
now
here.
Now through the 28th
yes.
at the Kennedy Center. On Your Feet. Thank you so much for coming in. This
Thank
is
you
great.
For having me. You're so fun. I
all
love
right.
it. We can
right
keep
back,
talking.
Right back at you.
All right. Cool. All right, thank you. Bye.